Hi, this is Brad Hawthorne on the east side of Mille Lacs Lake, giving you this May 8th report. Well, guys, it's a week before opener. I'm getting a little excited. You know I have clients right away on Saturday that are coming out from out of town, and it's going to just be a great time. One cast I've been doing the last few weeks, you know, walleye, game fish isn't open. So what I've been doing on calm days is taking the boat out and just putting the trolling motor down and looking on these shallow reefs. And a lot of times you can catch glimpses of the walleyes up there sunning themselves, or large packs of them, large packs of males sitting there waiting for more females to come in. So it's been one of the fun things to do. Now, I want to go over new for this year on Mille Lacs. If you're not familiar with the slot, we did go down to a 17-inch slot. So 17 inches and under you can keep on Mille Lacs. Usually the rule is if it touches 17, it's no good. You know, it depends on who's measuring the fish. That's the rule I go by. If it touches 17, I don't put it in my box. So now you can keep one over 28 inches. Perch limit is still 20 fish. And as far as everything else, it follows state regulations on, you know, panfish, crappie, things like that. So keep that in mind, 17 and under, perch is 20. And we also do have zebra mussels in the lake, so you're going to have to take care of your boats, things like that. But with washing them and cleaning of the DNRs, making a really big deal about that this year. As far as where I'm thinking the fish are going to be this year, we're going to creep up probably to 53 to 55 degrees come opener. So what that tells me, hey, bobbers are going to work all day as long as you find fish. You know, secondary breaks, humps in 10 to 14 foot of water. The guys that all go fish up and pack up in that north end sand and rig around, that's going to mean anywhere from 8 to 16 foot of water up there. Usually when I fish up there, I use shorter snells this time of year because those fish are a little bit closer to the bottom, especially middle of the day. They still might be a little shallow, but they're going to be, you know, 2 foot and under from the bottom. So I usually use 6 to 8 foot snell. I'm not using those big snells we use up on the mud when you're going, you know, drifting mud flats and throwing around mud flats. I'm not using those, you know, 12 to 14 foot snells. So that's, you know, it's still a little bit earlier for that game plan. Also, have some minnows with. You know, last year we had a really cold spring, and we didn't really have a good opener up here. All it took was for me to change over to jigging and minnows, and that started putting fish in the boat. So, you know, if you're finding your fish are there, but they're just not biting, and they don't want leeches or crawlers, throw down a jigging minnow or a bobber and minnow and see if you can activate those fish with that type of presentation. So a lot of the resorts have vacancies around the lake. You know, I know Red Door Resort on the north end has vacancies. I know McCoy's Inn on the southeast side of the lake still has a few vacancies, so go ahead and give those places a call if you're looking for a last-minute place to stay up here in Mille Lacs. As always, I'm Brad Hawthorne, one of the largest, most popular guide services on the lake. I can be reached at 651-271-8600, or you can contact me through my website at MilleLacsLakeGuide.com. Have a happy opener, guys, and I'll have more for you guys on Thursday.